Mission accomplished. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'll admit that not being a follower of the career of Anna Nicole Smith, I've had to do some research to find out what made her important enough to be the most searched name on the internet today. Sexy, outlandish, tragic, outrageous, dangerous, dysfunctional seem to be the most popular adjectives. She wanted a storybook life modeled on Marilyn Monroe, although I don't think she quite intended the ending to be the same. If what her mother said is true, that she wanted to get her name in the news, and she didn't care how, then it's mission accomplished. If you can judge immortality by Google hits, she's got it, with 2.6 million as of today, although Marilyn still has her beat at 3.1. But that may change. Her legend can only grow in death. Maybe Elton John will write a song about her. I suppose we can take lessons from this, warn our kids about the dangers of living too fast and too loose. But generally, what we're seeing now is the mass hypocrisy of judging someone who we collectively made famous for precisely the dysfunction we are now judging her for. We live in a land where the flashing lights that are supposed to keep people away only draw us closer. And the stage is set for the sequel. Anna Nicole leaves behind a 5-month-old daughter whose paternity is in doubt, whose fortune could be huge, and whose lawyers want a piece of it. If only that little girl could be adopted by Jonathan and Martha Kent and raised on a nice farm in Kansas. But that only happens in storybooks, the kind that don't sell these days. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.